Ben Davis, Kelly K, 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Welcome to the last day of school for many of you. So welcome to the summer. Welcome to a long weekend for many of the adults. Kind of be thinking about the most expensive lesson you've learned thanks to your kids. I'd love to hear some of those stories. That's coming up in your Setting the Bar story here on the way, and a feel good story coming up next.
Some hikers who happened to be in the right place at the right time used a unique method to save a bicyclist who had collapsed.
All right, we'll get to that in your feel good coming up here next. Shout to some 6 o'clock listeners, DC, Wyatt, LaDuke. Thank you for checking in, 99.7 DJX. By the way, you can always text us, 502-795-1997. Let's get to a feel-good. Kelly K.
Okay, so this is, again, one of those situations where it starts off kind of scary, but Good Samaritans in the right place at the right time are key. They were hiking, came across a cyclist in Arizona who collapsed, immediately started rendering aid. Now, this was the second heart attack from Mark Bieran, and this time his rescuers had some musical help. One of the rescuers is a nurse, Deserly, who started CPR while singing the Bee Gees song, Stayin' Alive.
Come on, Mark. You can hang in there, buddy.
That was something I had come up with. I learned in my certification class that kind of is a reminder for us when we're doing CPR to get the rhythm and the motion correctly.
I've watched the video a bunch of times, so I've rocked with him.
Yeah, that was Mark. And that is now one of his favorite songs because it was
kept
used
him alive.
To make, saved his life for sure. You can see, and I've heard that before, you know, first responders say that's the perfect beat to, follow when you're doing chest compressions and doing CPR. So it helped keep them on task until first responders got there. And obviously it worked out for Mark. And, you can see the video. It's at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
99.7 DJX. If I play this music, you know what game show I'm talking about, right?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. So the internet had some fun with this contestant last night. Tavares is his name. The clue on the board was a phrase. And he buzzed in first. There were just a few letters that were displayed, right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
What just happened? What?
You heard that right. Then one of the other contestants, did you hear her go, what?
What? Yep.
Wait a minute, let's hear it again.
Tavares. Right in the butt.
What?
And then someone else chimes in.
No.
No.
Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, this is the best. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Confusing, though.
But the way the letters were, I mean, you had to have a mind.
Yeah.
But it worked. It would have fit.
Yeah. OMG.
So anyways, if you want to see the video, we've posted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. It's the lady on the far right. And she goes, what?
Yeah. Like, we were all there with her, though, weren't we?
What did I just hear?
We were. We were there with her.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Hey, coming up next. We play a little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Now, Keith is going to be our contestant, but it's his wife who really kind of disrupts everything.
Uh-huh.
And we call them the King and Queen of Corden. I don't know if they are officially that, but that's at least the title.
I'd go with it, though. Yeah.
That we've dubbed them. Coming up next on DJX. So let's play a fun little game, shall we?
We shall.
We shall. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and we are introducing you to Keith calling us from Corden. Hi there, Keith.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on?
So, hey, Keith, real quick, Corden, right? What's in the old space where butt drugs used to be?
I don't think anything yet.
Nothing has inhabited the butt drugs yet?
No.
Yeah, because...
How do you get over butt drugs?
I really miss butt drugs.
You just can't outdo a store... Name butt drugs.
It's iconic.
I've got my coffee mug here that still says "I Heart Butt Drugs."
It's legendary.
Yeah,
and my favorite T-shirts.
And I like to hold my finger over different words, so it just says "I Heart Drugs" or "I Heart Butt."
My cousin's wife worked in the pharmacy there for the longest time.
Such good shakes too.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yes.
All right, so let's get the stats on Keith real quick. Keith, you got to tell your woman to be quiet when we're talking, all right?
Listen.
Is that what you said?
We're trying to have a conversation on the air here, and she's spouting off in the background.
Listen, I apologize. Apologize.
He's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Wrangler. Oh, my gosh.
She wants to play too.
She's done.
Okay, thank you.
She wants to play too, though.
Thank you. I understand. No, it's a very exciting game.
I love her enthusiasm.
What about Keith? Keith's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah.
He's a road service tech and has been married to, I'm assuming, her for 10 years.
The greatest.
Okay.
He's lucky. He's been blessed to be married.
He's been blessed. Hey, Keith, between you and me, is it just ever annoying? Just sometimes, you know, it's like she just.
Ben! Stop. You're going to get in trouble.
Because you'll be in the middle of something and
like a little side note. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's the little side note stuff.
You know what? She might be helpful with the answers, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's going to kill me when we get off the
phone. All right. We love her.
All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, you get to hear three stories. You have to figure out, is a star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? You know, ask your wife. Make sure that she's okay with every answer.
All right, here we go. First one.
I thought it would be a great idea to fill the bathtub with water and put a live duck in it.
A live duck in the bathtub.
All right.
Why not?
A drunk adult. I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Suddenly needs a pet duck?
Yeah. Okay. I think they put the pet duck
in.
Did she sign off on that answer?
Did she sign off on that? She didn't? I think it's a little kid.
Okay.
I think it's
all right. So
kid.
You say little kid, Keith. You say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Little kid was right.
Yeah. She like, see, I told you.
Oh my God.
This is too much right now.
This is too much.
I would always feed this one duck at the lake by my house. I realized that he would go where the food was, so I led him all the way back from the lake and into our house.
That's classic.
Like, hey,
my sister was supposed to be watching me, but. He was a terrible babysitter and was somewhere else doing something else. So my mom came home from work to a duck in the bathtub.
That's awesome. Listen, he's going to be my new pet.
That's right.
We are going to be best friends. I made him a little lake.
All right, Keith, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a pole and ended up in the hospital.
Licked a pole, ended up in the hospital.
Yep.
Drunk adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Yeah, that's a drunk adult there right there. I went sideways.
I heard her in the background,
she's
too.
She's like drunk adult. She sounds like she has experience with
it
that.
It does. All right. Wait, what did you say?
I'm sorry. Maybe licking pole?
Is that what you just said?
That's not what I meant.
Keith, you heard it too, didn't you? Keith, you heard it too. Yeah.
The way she said it.
Keith's like, giddy up.
Saw somebody do this at a party.
This is off the rails. All right, so Keith, what did you say? I don't even know.
Drunk adult. We all agree, drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult.
Just give us the answer.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
Of course. Right. Gotta be drunk to do that, right?
It was at a frat party. I was hammered. Someone dared me to lick a light pole and ended up getting a nasty bacterial infection. Ooh. Spent almost a week in the hospital. I'm much more selective of where I put my tongue these days.
Okay. That's really good advice. But who knew that was possible? Yeah. A week in the hospital, bad infection.
All right, let's get this last one done here. Little kid, drunk adult.
My cousin and me spray paint ourselves blue.
Is that your wife, Keith?
I was going to say, did she?
Did she run around the corner and call us?
That looks sound drunk now.
Oh, shoot.
It did. It did. That one sounded a little drunk.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
You're going to say drunk adult.
Also, maybe currently drunk. Okay. Yes, all right. I agree.
All right.
What
so,
is it?
So both of you said drunk adult?
Yes.
The reason was we were kids.
We were kids.
Yeah, I do think she is drunk.
She might be.
And our cousin had told us that there was a marble in the spray paint.
And that's all we got. There's the marble in the spray paint.
Okay.
Let's get the marble out of the spray paint.
When you shake it, that's what it sounds like.
Wow.
She had the game backwards. You're not supposed to call in when you're a drunk adult.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
She got confused.
That's right.
She got confused.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, Keith, congratulations. You're a winner.
Really, Keith and his wife. Right. This was a team effort.
It was.
It really was.
It was a team effort. Okay. Keith, I'm going to thank you for hanging out with the show this morning.
They're going to have a great time at Holiday World.
Please thank your wife for hanging out with the show this morning as well. May you have many more years of wedded bliss.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love the show.
Thank you, Keith. It's great.
Right. We're going to put you on hold real quick sec. All right, hang on.
You know what? I feel like they're the king and queen of Corden. That's what I think. That's what I'm dubbing them. Keith and his wife, King and Queen of Corden. Yes, that was fun. That was fun. Stop it. Remove your finger from the show.
There's people who have no idea what you're just... You just said remove your finger. There's... The majority of everyone is like, from where?
From where?
All right, it's little kid, drunk adult.
Mug, oh God.
We would need your submissions to make this bit possible, okay?
Yeah, we need more stories, so just, you know, do a little voice note on little phone. Like, hit record, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com, turn it off.
Little kid, drunk adult. SZA is going to be here tomorrow. Gazebo Fest, you can win those tickets, Speed Wash, Car Wash, this afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30. I'll be out there with 99.7 EJX. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
That's an example of what not to do, or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Think about the most expensive lesson you've ever learned thanks to your kids. But if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your kids harvest a protected species at the beach costing you over 80 grand, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. Over $80,000?
Yeah, her name's Charlotte. They live in California. They went to the beach, right?
Yeah.
So apparently her kids, when they were collecting these 72 protected clams, they thought they were just seashells.
Oh, no.
The Department of Fish and Wildlife says, you know what? There are rules in place to protect these species of shellfish, and clamming has regulations. So they got busted and fined for clamming, like illegal clamming and things like
that. They didn't know they were clamming, though. Yeah, they thought they were just shells.
Right, and that's that ignorance doesn't give you a pass, right?
Were there signs posted?
There were signs.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It. So she immediately got a ticket on the spot and later received a notice that she would have to pay almost $89,000.
Oh my gosh, that probably took her breath away.
Yeah, Charlotte, here she is kind of talking about the mistake.
My kids were picking, or they thought they were collecting seashells, but they actually collected clams, 72 to be exact. Right before we went, I had opened, decided to look at it, and that's when I saw the amount. It was just really sad. It made me really sad and depressed. And
$89,000 bill.
Yeah, there's no way to like appeal that, right?
Well, she did. We'll get to that.
You know, it kind of ruined our trip. They know now at the beach, don't touch anything. But I mean, they know now what a clam is compared to what a seashell is, you know.
Oh, yes.
See, look, we've valuable learned a lesson. Yep.
Yes.
I've had to explain that to them. It was definitely one expensive trip to Pismo. Unforgettable.
Yeah, to the beach, right? She was able to get the fine reduced to $500, but still.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is significant.
It is significant, but still a $500, fine. Still quite pricey, but not in comparison.
$88,000.
Right, almost $89,000. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Charlotte and her kids learned the difference between seashells and clams.
Clams, yes. Did the signs have pictures? That's my question.
I don't know. I don't know that, but I know she admitted that there were signs, but there just weren't a lot of them. Okay. Still.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your kids harvest a protected species costing you about $89,000, you're doing okay.
Oh, I'm so glad they got it reduced though.
Right. What I want to hear is the expensive lesson you learned thanks to your kids.
Can it beat $88,000?
Or the most expensive things your kids cost you. Right, exactly. Yeah. 502-795-1997. We're already getting some great messages in. And wait till you hear Ray's. All right?
Okay.
It involves a hose.
A hose?
A hose, yep. What is the most expensive lesson you've ever learned thanks to your kids? So Charlotte had learned about an $89,000 lesson thanks to her kids harvesting protected clams from a beach.
Holy cow. God. They just thought they were shells. They thought they were shells.
Yeah. So
everybody gets shells from the beach.
Right. Amy texted us and said, Grandpa Pig from Peppa Pig flushed down the toilet.
I'm Peppa Pig.
Costing $12,000 in plumbing repairs.
Oh, no.
Lisa said, once as a kid, I flushed my dad's toothbrush down the toilet. Similar story. Got stuck in the plumbing, flooded the house, so they had to spend hundreds on a plumber, replacing the water damages, all that stuff.
Flooded the house?
Yeah.
Who knew something like that would go so bad?
Jill texted us, my three children totaled one car each, costing us the cars and dropping our insurance, eventually paying $10,000 in insurance per year.
Holy cow. Each of them totaled the car?
Wow.
Dang.
I don't mean to laugh, but wow.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Most expensive lesson you've learned thanks to your kids or the most expensive thing your kids cost you. Angela said, new boobs, $5,200 later, LOL.
That's your choice.
That is. Eric said, my daughter was playing around an expensive race car I used to have.
Oh, no.
Accidentally disconnected a fuel line, and when I went to start the car, it caught on fire and destroyed the entire car.
No!
I put over $200,000 into the car.
Oh, my
goodness.
$200,000
mistake.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot.
And then do you just say, it's okay, honey.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I don't know. It's like, Daddy's going to need a timeout here real quick.
Daddy's going to need a timeout.
I don't want to say something I might regret later.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
All it was a garden hose. This is Ray. Ray messaged, when I was 10 and my sister was 5, we were alone most days for like 1 to 2 hours. My mom would leave for work before my dad got home from work.
Yeah.
So we thought we would help by mopping the kitchen floor. But using a mop is not as much fun as using the garden hose through the window.
Well, yeah, more effective.
Right? Covering the floor in soap and sliding around in our socks.
Yeah.
Now, we cleaned it up before my dad came in. He was proud we cleaned the floor. Mad there wasn't a single hand towel wash rag left that was dry.
Whatever.
Here's the thing.
Big job.
A couple days later, all the tile in the kitchen began bubbling up. A few weeks after that, the refrigerator damn near fell through the kitchen floor.
Oh, my gosh.
So they had to replace most of the kitchen floor and all of the tile.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, gosh. They're just trying to help.
They had the best of intentions.
They really
did. They didn't know the effects of a water hose on tile.
They had no idea that was going to have lasting effects.
But now they do.
Now they do.
That's
a life lesson learned the hard way.
Shoot.
Oh, gosh, Brianna. when my kid was two, he put a giant talking minion through our four-month-old 60-inch television. Most expensive thing we owned at the time. He'd never done anything like that before, never has since, thankfully, but wow. Giant talking minion.
And then lastly, Wendy, PS3, 42-inch TV, multiple Kindle Fires, my carpet, kitchen cabinets, two or three Xbox controllers, and my couches. To be fair, this is all the cumulative work of four kids over the last 8 years. Kids, super fun, love them to death, but sometimes I want to ship them to Mars.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for all the stories.
Not that she's keeping a running tally.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Like, Mom, can I have some fun sugary cereal? Nope, you're still working off the PS3, 42-inch television, multiple Kindle Fires, carpet, kitchen cabinets, and more. Do you want me
to keep
going?
It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while before you get anything for you. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that. Most expensive lesson you've ever learned thanks to your kids here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
I'm going to warn you, put down the mascara, grab some tissues.
All right, putting the mascara down.
Okay. This has got to be one of the most difficult yet bittersweet things to ever do. 18-year-old Alam's father died one day before his high school graduation.
Oh, my gosh.
After a private battle with pancreatic cancer. It's something he never shared with his classmates until his valedictorian speech.
I didn't know if I could give my speech. I knew I had to, but I didn't know if I could.
My father died yesterday, May 15th, 2024. Oh my God. And I attended his funeral today, right before graduation.
45 minutes before graduation, at 18 years old, Alam buried his dad.
That's why my shoes are bugging. That's why my arms are shaking, because I had to carry him into his grave and bury him.
I had to go to my dad's funeral. I had to do it for him. But I also had to go to my graduation, and I also had to do that for him.
And I can't stand up here and pretend I want to be doing this speech right now. But I can't throw something away that he worked so hard for me to achieve. That's what he wanted, and I'm going to do it for him.
Mm.
I mean, can you even imagine?
No.
His dad was a Bosnian immigrant, worked delivering pizzas for Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just 45 minutes before graduation, he buried his dad. Faculty and students were moved to tears hearing him talk about how hard his dad had worked so he could achieve what he has. So he knew he had to do it.
Oh, geez.
Unbelievable. See it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. So talk to us about what you sent us, because, and by the way, thank you for letting us call you about it. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, my friends are no help with this one. And, so I needed some extra advice, cause I just don't know what to do.
Well, you came to the right place.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You guys always seem to, you know, come up with something. So
we try. Come up with something.
Right.
Okay.
I had a dent in my car, and I just noticed it last week. Like, I think I would have noticed. Like, I would have noticed it. I don't know how long it had been there, but and I had no idea how it happened at all. And I was like tracing my steps, like trying to figure out where my car had been, who I parked beside, and then it just came down to this guy that works in my office. Like, I don't know. Like, he's got seniority right now, and but we're both going for the same promotion at work. And I'm thinking, like, he's the kind of guy who would do it on purpose. He really, like, it's...
Really?
I sort of feel like there's security. I could get the security footage of the, you know, of the parking lot and everything else. And then also... Like, there are cars, there's a couple cars that have dash cams and stuff. But that would be, like, extra level, like, TV detective kind of thing, and I don't know if I could, you know, like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have to jump through some hoops. And what the one of the things that I've found, and not to discourage you, but some of those security cameras are overwritten almost the very next day or the very next week, so... It may prove fruitless for you if you try to go down that route. But you're thinking that he might have dinged your car?
I feel like it's got to be him, because I didn't go anywhere, really, that could have where this could have happened. Like, I didn't park next to anybody.
Right.
And the way it is, it's like, if somebody had to really, like, go for it. And he drives a truck. And so it's like, I don't know, my thing. Would I look like a snake trying to take him down so I get the promotion? Like, I really want this promotion. I don't have proof other than the fact that he parks next to me every day. Like, he had the opportunity.
Right.
So I'm like, do I call him out? Do I go to corporate? Like, I did change my parking spot, like, because I thought, if it's him, who knows what else he's going to, he's just that kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
It didn't fix the dent by moving my car. Like, it's still there. I don't have proof. And then we're up for the same promotion. So maybe this is adding drama to something. Like, I don't know. But, man, this guy is a jerk. And it would be just like him to do something like this.
Wow. Oof.
No, but that's a big accusation to make without proof.
But it's not unheard of on this show. So
no, that is true.
I mean, that, Gina, it almost sounds like you kind of got to swallow this one. It sounds like you've had history with this guy. You think, man, he's the type of guy who could do something just to kind of like get at you. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if it was an accident or not, or if it, like, he's the kind of guy who would just do something that, like, that shady. But even if he did it, and, like, he wouldn't say anything if he did something like that. And, like, you think, oh, she deserves it or whatever. Hmm. Like, he's not a good dude.
Yeah. Well, that does suck that, you know, if someone did ding your car like that, they didn't at least leave a note. I mean, there are too many people who are quick to just leave a situation and not own up to something like that. So I go back to my original thought. I think you just got to eat this and just go for the promotion on merit. And, you know, if you get it and you're in a position to fire him, then you can fire him and you can retaliate that way.
But check the cameras. You need to get some proof before you start slinging accusations. That's the only problem is right now it's an assumption because he always parks there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, we are getting some people texting in with some suggestions on how you should kind of move forward. So we'll get to some of them. And if you would just want to hang out and listen, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to direct you in the right way. And, you know, hopefully you'll just be able to, you know, get the promotion that you're looking for and get some resolution on this.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to find out, I guess. But like,
I mean, you could always stick nails in his tires, too. So.
Oh, now listen. That's not helpful. Not
sorry,
helpful.
Sorry, I my
he
spite,
loves to amp up the drama. Just
yeah, my spite
out.
Gene is flaring up right now. So sorry,
spite Gene.
I like where your head's at on this one.
All right, Gina, I appreciate you chatting with us this morning, and good luck.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Okay.
Now, this listener messages us and says, "Don't use my name." Which I almost,
you know, it's gonna be good whatever follows that,
right? This person says, just go to like an AutoZone or search valve stem remover, watch a YouTube video on the process, walk up to their car, tie your shoe next to their tires removing their valve stems, and if done correctly and efficiently, then you can be walking away from the car before the first tire is flat. Their tires are fine, but their car will need to be towed for the valve stems to be added back and inflated.
But again, remember the cameras. I mean, the whole tire
Wait, hang on,
ruse, but you're going to be touching the tires.
Are we trying
point.
To give her revenge
no,
tactics?
No, I don't think we do that.
Yeah, maybe this is not the avenue we want to go down.
That is not what. And honestly, I don't know what the motivation would be. If he did it deliberately, I think if anything, maybe he did it and just didn't want to own up to it and have to pay for it.
Well, you if know, he did do he it deliberately, then we didn't definitely didn't hear the entire story from Gina.
Yeah, no,
because
I don't think she
wouldn't
he's doing it on purpose.
She wouldn't be just an innocent cog in this whole scenario if he did it on purpose.
Right.
Like there had to be something that. You know, maybe she was.
But why? Because he's risking denting his own vehicle. You know, that's why I don't think it was like
malicious.
Oh, yeah, malicious. Retaliatory. It was just yes. It was just kind of like an oops. Well, I'm not gonna say anything.
All right. Maybe do you have any story or any suggestion to go forward? That's what group therapy is about. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Andrew wants to start a movement, Justice for Gina. Hashtag Justice for Gina. Take him down.
I'm glad that you spelled that out because when I glanced at it, I thought it said something else. Justice Vagina. That's what I thought I saw. I was like, that is a different hashtag.
That's different.
And I'm sure that would take you down a wormhole that you're not ready to see.
Don't do that.
All right. 502-795-1997. Ben and Kelly in the middle of group therapy where we just spoke to Gina and she's convinced her coworker who has a little seniority at work and is going for the same promotion she is purposefully dented her car.
Now, I don't know if it's on purpose, though, because what...
Well, that's what she thinks.
Yes.
She thinks he has the modus operandi to do it.
Okay.
Did I use that right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see what that would accomplish for him, other than make him look like a jerk. Probably more of it happened, and he just doesn't want to own up to it and pay for the damage.
We got a message from a listener who said one of my good friends had this happen literally yesterday to her car.
Oh, wow.
Somebody was parked next to her, dinged her car with a door, and tried to wipe the scratch out. She figured out that it was probably a coworker, sent a text message in the group chat asking for the person to let her know if it was them. She said she's going to look at cameras today, but wanted to give the person the opportunity to own up to it first.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe... This person said she can send a message to her coworkers just kind of as a group and see if the guy will own up to it.
Yeah, just like, hey, just, you know, wanted to know if anybody knows anything about the stent I got in my car. You know, just toss it out there as a not necessarily accusatory tone, but just like, hey, just want to, you know, get to the bottom of this. If anybody knows anything about this, let me know.
And Nicole texts and says, look, just check the cameras. You're not accusing anyone by asking if your car was hit in the parking lot.
I mean, it could. And again, you did drive other places.
Right.
So it could have happened if you went to the grocery store or something like that.
Yeah.
So I would double check and just to verify it was hit in that parking lot.
Yeah, and Randy suggests so on Facebook, without proof, you have nothing. So let it go, move on. If you try to take him down, you better hope karma is on your side.
Right.
Yeah, let her handle him or on her own. If he truly dented your car, he'll get his, no worries. Man, that had a gangster sort of lean to it.
A little bit, but
if he truly dented your car, don't worry.
Karma will get it.
He'll get his.
Okay.
It's coming to him, okay?
But if you're vying for a promotion, right? So you don't want to come off as looking like you're vengeful or anything like that.
And a lot of people are saying, look, if you try to go at the angle that he's doing it to take you down for a promotion, you will look like a snake. And
absolutely.
Especially if this isn't work-related, just get your promotion fair and square. And if you're trying to use it against him, that's going to backfire on you.
Right. It sucks you got to dent your car. But, I mean, these things happen. I mean, it happens all the time when you just go to the store. You're out running errands, and you have no idea who does it. It happens all the time. It's not great. You want everyone to leave a note and take responsibility, but a lot of times they don't.
Or it's like your kid opens the door, and you just hear it go whack, and you're like,
oh! Yes. I mean, it happens all the time. So, it's unfortunate, but I think if you try to make this into some sort of plot against you, it's not going to go well for you in the eyes of your employers.
All right. Well, hey, Gina, good luck with the promotion. Sorry you got a dent. And I think this is some good advice moving forward to just let's focus on the promotion at hand and maybe reach out to the coworkers in kind of a group sort of text and just say, hey, notice this happened. Anybody have any idea what happened?
Give the person a chance to fess up. And if they don't, then, you know, you might just have to let it go because, again, it could have happened anywhere.
That is group therapy. First, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Melissa calling us from New Albany. Hey there, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. All right, so Melissa's got brown hair. She drives a Ford Explorer, works in mental health, and is happily single. It's too much trouble out there.
I hear you. Drama. Well, uh-huh. No drama.
Yeah, that's right. No drama for your mama. All right, Melissa, it's little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories, okay? You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I stole a six-year-old's $200 Spider-Man toy.
Oh, there's a $200 Spider-Man toy?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. My grandson would be in heaven.
Hey, if you need to unload that,
no, right?
I'll take it off your hands. Oh, that's funny. What do you think?
Yep.
Sad to say, but I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah. I'll go with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was an adult. I was drunk.
I get a sense they know this is bad.
Yeah.
I saw him playing with it in the yard. It was freaking cool. And he went inside and I ganked it and ran away with it. But what I didn't realize is that his dad had seen me through the window. So dude starts chasing me.
Oh, gosh.
And as he was hitting me, was like, that's a $200 toy, you
Wow. Did he say as he was hitting me?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
you know what? Let that be a lesson, kids.
Oh, wow.
Don't steal.
Right. You might get a little beat down. Right. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
That is aggressive. I did not expect it to go that way.
You're one for one, though. There you go. Very good. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult, Melissa.
So one time, I ran over my uncle's foot with a lawnmower.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's aggressive out the gate.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid.
I think it's a little kid, too. Yes, that just really doesn't know fully how to handle the lawnmower, maybe.
Sure, sure.
Got a little too close to Grandpa.
All right, Uncle. All right.
Uncle.
All right, I hear that. All right, so you're both saying little kid.
No, I was a little kid.
He laughed.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
It was the first time I ever actually was allowed to use a lawnmower.
Yeah, see.
And my uncle, he was drunk. And what? He had passed out on the lawn chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Melissa, this has got to be one of your neighbors. this screams Southern Indiana. This screams Southern Indiana vibes right now.
Oh, and he left his foot resting on the ground.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
I accidentally ran over it.
Owie.
And, you know, it was awful. I felt terrible about it. I'll never forget the sight. He wound up with 53 stitches in his foot.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Kids, lawnmowers are dangerous.
Yeah, lawnmower safety, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And uncles, make sure if you pass out drunk, you do it somewhere where your kid's not going to run over your foot with a
safe.
Lawnmower.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Dang.
All right. Melissa, you're doing well so far. Two for two. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I left my shower on for 9 hours straight.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that water bill.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I was thinking water bill initially, but then, like, it probably didn't flood because it's probably still draining. It's in the
you'd
shower.
You'd hope.
Yeah. You would hope.
Yeah. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, too. Drunk adult. Maybe got out of the shower and went and passed out.
Sure.
Something.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. Wow.
3 for 3. You rocked it, Melissa.
Yeah.
Well done.
And forgot I had turned on the shower. I went outside and passed out by the pool. And when I woke up with a headache, I decided to go back in the house. And the shower was still running. Oh, my God.
9 hours later,
Wow.
What was that bill like?
I know. We all kind of want to know.
I'm so curious.
We all kind of want to know. Melissa, congratulations. You're a winner. You got yourself some tickets for Holiday World Splash and Safari, the new roller coaster Good Gravy. Everyone else is going to have to buy tickets. You don't have to. You got them for free.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, seriously, like a 10-minute shower. We're like, guys, get a shower.
My daughter takes the longest showers. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing in there? You have long hair, but seriously.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So anyways, we would love to talk about your misadventures.
Yes, man, there are some good ones today. Mm-hmm. So if you've got one you think, if you just say the sentence, it could go either way, then send us a little voice note of you giving us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
How do you delicately say something to the person you love without them getting offended or coming across like you're shallow? It's 99.7 DJX.
It's finding the best words.
Yeah, sure. We got a DM from Holly.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, let me slide into your DMs real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got engaged 4 months ago. We have a destination wedding planned for July. My fiance, who I love more than anything, appears to be very comfortable where he is now.
Okay.
To the point that he's put on about 20 pounds since he asked to marry me. Now, I don't want to sound rude, as I still love him as much as I did that day, but I want him to look good in our pictures. So how do I casually go about hinting that time's a ticking to try to whip him into shape for the wedding? I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a delicate subject. Yeah, and,
okay, so, you know, I do understand that, you know, you love a person for richer, for poorer, sickness, health, you know, and all your different body
20
styles.
Pounds more, 20 pounds
less.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because you know what? Your looks are going to wane, and not wane, but they're going to be up, they're going to be down.
Bodies change.
Your bodies change over time. And so you got to make sure that, you know, you've got a good base and a good everything. And it's not superficial just based on looks. But that being said, I also get that, you know, maybe you're like, hey, what?
No, what? You're already starting off awkward. No, I think if she is going to the gym and stuff, is start inviting him. Like, do a whole, like, hey, let's, as a couple, get ready for our wedding and, you know, all the beach and everything. Yeah, let's do it together.
And if she doesn't currently go to the gym, maybe
she should start.
She says, hey, I've decided, maybe if he is smart, he's going to understand exactly why she's doing that. But Haley texts him
yourself
and says, ask him if he wants to borrow your bra.
Oh, my God.
Hey, honey, notice a little bit more up top. You need a bra?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. So no. let me tell you, my wife was digging under the bed in our bedroom, right? She was cleaning it, and we have a couple shoe boxes of just loose photos that aren't in, you know,
albums
or anything like that. And they're just kind of in there. And so, like, she's got a box, I got a box, and they're just kind of there, you know?
Yeah.
And so she pulled them out, and she was kind of looking at them, and she texts in the family group chat a photo of me in my fat football era. And it's me at like a concert, and I'm sitting on a chair, and I've got a hat on, and I've got a t-shirt and shorts, and I've got something in my cup, right? I'm super pale. I've got a really thick fat arms and my t-shirt.
But you were a football player. You had to have a football body, right?
And my t-shirt was rolled up. My t-shirt sleeves were rolled up, right?
To
show the guns. And she texted in the group chat, and I'm driving with my daughter Zoe at the time, and she looks at the photo and she goes, I don't know how you pulled mom. I was like, damn.
When your daughter just shades you, like, how'd you do that?
I don't know how you pulled mom. but my whole point in bringing that up is, look, we all have, like, things, and he could blossom too in several years.
Blossom.
Yes.
Well, I think that's her problem, is he's blossomed a little bit too much before the wedding.
He got a little too blossomy already.
She needs him to unblossom a little bit before
or,
the wedding.
Or what you do here, this is, oh.
Is this it? Is this the right answer? Ding, ding.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you pause for a second. All right.
Oh, you're gonna save it?
Yep.
And wow us?
I got the best response.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't wait for you to solve this issue with one statement.
One statement. That's all you got to do. All right. Okay. I got it for you coming up next. By the way, and if you want to offer up your suggestions, maybe this was in your life too, and you're like, hey, this is how I dealt with it. With a little story, 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and your stories on the way next. So Holly's getting married in July, and she kind of wants to suggest to her fiance, who's gotten very comfortable since he asked her to marry him and gained about 20 pounds, to hint at, hey, can we get into shape? How do I kind of let them know?
Let's bring our best selves to the wedding pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
Sarah rolls in and just says, hey, babe, if you could lose about 20 pounds before our wedding, that'd be great.
It's a little office space reference. I like that.
Sure. And a bit direct.
Sure. Yeah, it is a little bit direct. And we're trying to be less direct and loving.
So this is in a loving way. This is my suggestion. Yes. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So I think every time you pass him, you know, you probably do the old thumb goose up the butt sort of thing when you
what?
Pass him.
No, not everybody does that.
Every female does that to her guy.
No, they don't. I don't. They do not.
Well, maybe you should get on board.
I'll do a butt slap. I'm not sticking my finger up anybody's butt.
Not finger. It's a thumb. Just a...
Same thing!
Just a... Oh. Anyways, do the whole finger poke like he's the Pillsbury Doughboy when you walk by and do a little giggle like...
Pillsbury says it best.
What in the world?
And just want
to insinuate he's the Pillsbury Doughboy,
and
that's going to inspire him to get in the gym?
Yes. So you're
so mean.
You probably are already giving him a goose.
Oh,
every time
no.
he bends over to pick something up out of the cupboard or the closet.
Stop with your goosing.
I'm saying it's a rite of passage. Everybody does it. And if
Nobody
you're not,
does it.
Get on board, Kelly.
Oh my God.
You don't know the fun.
Oh wow. I do a little butt slap on the cheek.
Well, sure,
right?
Sure.
You can do that.
Just take the... But see, if you take the hand and you slap him in the tummy, that's going to be worse, all right?
Right, so, or up top, as Michael suggested. No.
So you
We're
take,
not going to... No.
You take the little thumb or the index finger and you just poke him on the way by, you know, in the kitchen
gosh.
Or something and go, hee-hee.
Oh, Maggie's like, hey, say she's trying new recipes and sneak in a diet.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Lexus is rolling in with some personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to make a comment about the bride-to-be situation. I think it all depends on the relationship itself. For example, my fiance and I getting married at the end of June. We've been together for 4 years. Our relationship's grown tremendously in the sense that we can call each other fatties, but in a loving manner, LOL. This girl needs to evaluate a relationship and how she can speak to her fiance. Definitely be delicate. Talk to him in a way where she's concerned about his health. My fiance and I had a serious conversation about our health several months ago
mm-hmm.
while planning our wedding, and he and I could not be more happy with our new lifestyle. So, yeah, do it together. Do it together.
All right. Or?
Even if you're already super fit, just get him on board with your lifestyle.
Or, like I said, don't underestimate.
Don't poke him like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Poke him like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, it's not going to get the same effect.
Or, come on, am I the only one who's...
You are.
Whose woman gooses him in the butt?
Yes,
Every time I bend over.
Yeah, that is...
Like, I have to worry about when I'm putting shoes on or I'm getting something out of, like, a drawer or... under the bed or in a cabinet below where I have to bend over, that my wife is anywhere within walking distance of me, because I will always get a burr.
There's butt slaps or there's occasional pantsing.
No, it's a goose with the thumb.
Oh, ouch. Owie. No.
Or if I'm going up the stairs.
It's too aggressive. Owie.
Come on now.
No.
So anyways, well, hey, good luck with that. We appreciate you reaching out.
By the way, Cindy, I'm dying right now driving on 64, about ready to pull off because I can't stop laughing about the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, well, Trina says, not the only one. I try to get my husband as many times a day as possible. See?
Okay. All right. Well, Stephanie's like catcalling. Yeah.
All right.
That
happens too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for that. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, which I think we both lost last week, so I don't really know who goes first. Kelly, we could do a
Do we rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, maybe we do a quick rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's so listen... We're going to do rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Shoot, yes.
All right, ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Scissors okay. beats paper.
All right, I lose.
Yep, here we you go. Lost. Kelly goes first. Here we go.
You ready?
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to favorite Brad for sending this one. I've got two offspring jokes, but I got to keep them separated.
All right. You know, Kelly, my wife asked me to stop at the grocery store and pick up a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they had avocados to get six.
Sure.
Yeah, I got home, told her they had avocados, and put 6 gallons of milk on the counter.
Okay. We missed the point of that text, didn't we?
I did.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call a book club that's been stuck on one book for years?
What?
Church.
Oh, right.
Bible.
Hey, Kelly, a man walks into a bakery with a salmon under his arm.
Mm.
Says, hey, do you have any fish cakes? Guy behind the counter says, no. He's like, you know what? That's a pity because it's his birthday.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you get when you cross a shark and a cow?
What do you get?
Your research funding permanently suspended.
Ooh. Kelly, why don't you ever see a hippopotamus hiding in a tree?
Why don't you ever see a hippopotamus hiding in a tree?
Look, I don't enjoy you rolling your eyes before I even get to the punchline.
Okay.
Because they're rarely good at it.
Yeah. So are elephants. So are elephants. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst thing to hear your surgeon say during an operation?
What?
Literally anything. Literally anything. Because then you're awake, right? We don't want to be awake during surgery.
Now, Kelly, I took a half a semester of pre-med. You could have, like, minor surgery... And just have localized anesthesia, so you could be
awake. Are you dissecting
awake.
My joke? Are you dissecting my joke? Is that what's happening right now?
And isn't it also when you have a when you have the baby out and what is that called? C-section.
You are awake for that. Yes, you completely
dismantled your joke.
Debunked my joke.
Hey Kelly, want to know why chicken coops have only two doors?
Why do chicken coops have only two doors?
Because if they had four, they'd be chicken sedans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst thing about having a job at the unemployment office?
What is the worst thing about having a job at the unemployment office?
You get fired, you have to show up the next day.
Oh.
Right?
I guess technically you're right.
Different
hey, Kelly.
Side of the counter, though, yeah.
Two antennas fell in love.
Sweet.
And got married.
Yay.
Yes. Now, look. The wedding wasn't very much, right?
Mm, yeah.
But the reception was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent reception. Hey, Ben.
What?
What's the difference between a piano, a tuna, and a pot of glue?
What?
You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
Oh, a classic one there.
Are you wondering about the pot of glue?
I am.
Thought you'd be stuck on that.
Mmm. Hey, Kelly, did you know that before crowbars were invented... Most crows just drank at home.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't want to drink and fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hey, Ben.
What?
Did some financial planning. Looks like I can retire at 97.
Nice.
And live comfortably for about 11 minutes.
Very good.
Yeah.
That is
I'm looking forward to it.
You know what? That's exciting.
Yeah, really looking forward to that doing some planning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is You Laugh, You Lose. My dog swallowed my credit card and had to be put down.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, losing my best friend or having to tap and pay with a dead dog. He's kind of heavy, too.
That's going to be inconvenient. That is going to be inconvenient. But please take video next time you're at Walmart.
Thank
trying
you.
That method of payment. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the mute chicken?
No.
Didn't give a cluck. Sorry about the foul language.
Yeah, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Two clowns are eating a cannibal.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah, suddenly one turns to the other and says, I think I messed up the joke.
Okay.
That's a thinking man's joke.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I thought you were going to say it tastes funny, but okay. Yeah, all right.
That's the punchline of the other joke.
Okay, got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
When's the worst time to have a heart attack?
When?
During a game of charades.
Oh.
They're not going to believe you.
Heart! Heart dead! Dead!
Yeah, they're just going to keep guessing. Doornail! And then you're going to die, and that's not going to be good.
Hey, Kelly, I mistook my Viagra today for my morning multivitamins.
Are we just going to gloss over the fact that you just said you have Viagra?
Yeah, Kelly, I mistook my Viagra today for my morning vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, talk about a hard day at work.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
It's a good thing the camera only shows...
Okay! Stop! 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 Ben?
Yeah?
Just when you think food can't call you on the phone, boom! Onion rings!
Hello?
Hey, Kelly, I have designed underwear made entirely of herb and shrub leaves.
Okay.
I call them my planties.
That's cute. That's cute. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, my wife stormed into the pub last night as me and the boys were down in shots of tequila. She screamed, you're coming home now. No, I'm not, the guy says. She said, I'm talking to the kids.
All right, that's good. That's good.
Me well and the done. Boys.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, if you could kindly resist doing jokes about you and Viagra, I would really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose.
Okay.
Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club here on 99.7 DJX.
They want their money back on that one.
You ready for some learning?
Let's hear a stupid fact of the day.
It's 99.7 DJX. Yep, it's where we find random things and bring them to you as fact. Researchers think a specific set of genes that cause infertility might be the same set that gave male gorillas tiny wieners.
What in the world?
Which, I mean, knock me over, because I guess I assumed that these huge gorillas, you know, were proportionate.
Had, yes, proportionate.
Proportionate.
Proportionate's a good word.
Yes.
Yes, proportionate. Okay.
You want to know what the average size is?
No, I don't really know. I don't need to know. That's not something I need to know. That's a detail I don't need to know. We can just gloss over that detail.
Well, this is a part of the learning in the stupid fact.
I don't need to know that part of the learning, though.
1.1 inches.
Wow. It gets the job done, huh?
Impressive.
Okay, then. All right.
Yes. Gets the job done.
Okay. Okay.
Because there are baby gorillas that are running around.
Yes, there are more baby gorillas. And that's what we need to keep seeing. Okay. All right.
So when you hear...
Oh, boy. Do we have that button yet?
The mating of gorillas. You know what? That's a good question. Let me...
I don't know if we have that button yet.
Let me see.
You mean to tell me in all these years this show has been on, we've never done the investigation into the...
Gorilla mating?
Mating habits of gorillas?
Let's see. Gorilla...
I feel like we have.
Mating... Sound. Rare footage. Oh, this has 7.5 million views.
Oh, there's been a lot of people that have...
That have gotten
research.
A lot of learning.
Yeah.
All right. Hang okay. on. Hang on. Hang on. Let me see if there's... There's some noise here.
Okay. Yeah, for radio, it's got to have some sound. That sounds like... Oh.
Oh.
People taking pictures? Oh.
Wow. Wow, I feel weird being a witness to this.
I feel real bad. Like, we should be watching. Look away.
I can't.
Look away. Look. Oh, oh no. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
We just
experienced something.
I don't know how to process what I just saw. I don't know how to process it. Okay.
All right.
So this is really awkward. I don't think I needed to know.
And now that you know
logistics,
now that you like know that, more of the logistics,
I don't need to know that. I can't.
Well,
really
now that
see
you
that.
Know more of the logistics, this is even more special.
No, it's not. It's not special. I just. All right. Okay. How in the world was that connection made by researchers? By the way,
very smart.
Somebody has to come up with the idea to test that.
Well. I think this was one of those, and I when I was reading the article, I want to say that it was discovered when they were searching for something else.
Okay, so it was an accidental discovery.
Yeah.
You know, kudos to you for actually reading the article. That is more than you typically ever.
Typically just read the headline.
It's just the headline.
Like, let's roll.
Yep, and then I've learned. Yeah.
So, yeah, stupid fact of the day.
Okay.
The same set of genes that cause infertility might be the same set that give male gorillas their endowment.
Their limited endowment.
Hey, look, it works fine, Kelly.
It does. It does the job. That's
gets
all.
Gets it done.
We needed. Okay.
That is your stupid fact of the day.
That's fun.
99.7 DJX. Kelly, good morning. It's 99.7 EJX. This is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I get why parents might be upset with this story, right?
Okay.
You can manage to make it through the day without putting ankle weights on a two-year-old to slow him down. You're doing okay.
Oh, come on now.
Especially when it's a daycare.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. So,
that is so wrong. Was this a particularly really fast one?
So
they just couldn't catch?
Let's put some ankle weights on this little guy.
Too fast. I can't catch him.
So yeah, this mom kind of went to Reddit looking for legal advice when she found out that a daycare employee had put ankle weights on her two-year-old to slow him down. She showed up early on Friday to pick him up, and the employee claimed that they had to use them to protect other kids. He's a little bigger than some of them, but he's never hurt another kid or been aggressive in any way. And it's no big deal. You know, they've done it before once with another big kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably not okay to use ankle weights on a toddler when you're a daycare.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So the mom is considering a lawsuit, basically. But, you know I wore ankle weights when I used to deliver papers in the morning, but I was in high school, right? And so, you know, that was to help strengthen my legs and stuff like that. And my daughters, they've used ankle weights before. They're in Irish dance and running and stuff like that and strengthen legs. But
not meant for toddlers, though.
Yeah, a toddler to slow them down.
Yeah, that is just...
And think of this. Listen, it's only going to make the kid faster and stronger.
Yeah, exactly. That's training. Yeah, do you really need them training at two?
Right.
2 years old.
Yeah.
Well, listen, and I saw some friends passing around somebody's account at a local daycare of, you know, a 10-month-old being put in timeout because they were crying too much. A 10-month-old.
Did they have ankle weights, too?
Didn't have the ankle weights.
No.
But, yeah, let's just, I think some of these daycares need to reevaluate, like, what it's going to mean to take care of babies and toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not going to be the best at listening and probably time out. Not going to work for a 10-month old.
So again,
and
setting the bar.
Let's be better at that.
Yeah. Let's not put ankle weights on a 2-year-old to slow him down.
No.
All right. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Can't catch a 2-year-old, then get in the gym yourself.
Right. Exactly. All right. Hey, coming up, it's, I'll tell you exactly how you can win these tickets to see SZA tomorrow, the Gazebo Fest, coming up next on 99.7 EJX. SZA, 99.7 EJX, Gazebo Fest tomorrow night. So, the couple ways you can win tickets to go see her and Jack Harlow. This afternoon, Emily has got your last shot on the air to get them, all right? Right around 4. And then, if you want to try to win them in real life, IRL, in person, I'm going to be hanging out at the Speedwash Car Wash, the grand opening. They're opening a few of them today, but it's the one in J-Town. And they're going to have those tickets for Gazebo Fest to give away for Saturday and for Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, too. So get a clean whip when you get your tickets.
Yeah. Kona Ice, too, man.
Oh, nice.
I mean, when the Kona Ice truck shows up, you know it's a party.
You know.
Right.
They
so
bring it.
We're going to be hanging out there at the J-Town location off Taylorsville Road from 3:30 to 5:30 this afternoon at the grand opening of the Speedwash. So a couple ways you can win those tickets to Gazebo Fest. Looks like tomorrow's going to be pretty good. There could be some showers and storms that affect Sunday night's Gazebo Fest. So,
yes.
So hopefully we get those storms out of the way early and then the festival can just roll.
Yeah, and it just looks like tonight, like in the wee hours of the morning, like 2 to 4.
Yeah, yeah.
In
so,
the morning.
So as far
so
as like
should be good for,
weekend,
you know, Saturday. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was gonna say your weekend plan looks like it could be there could be some rain in it, including even on Memorial Day. So just kind of know that going in. But those tickets still up for grabs there with 99.7 DJX. So good stuff. Glass Animals now. Heat Waves. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. You can see Jack Harlow perform that song on the waterfront Sunday night, Gazebo Fest. Again, as we said, we have those tickets to win today. I am at the Speedwash Car Wash there, grand opening, J-Town, 3:30 to 5:30. All right, I'll be out there. All right. So, if you missed anything else from the show, catch up, podcast, WDJX.com. Most expensive lesson you've learned thanks to your kids?
Those were some amazing stories. Like, I'm counting my blessings that I have not had anything to that price tag.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars.
We're talking hundreds
thousands. Yeah, the one. Yeah.
One particular.
Yeah, yeah.
Wowie.
Yeah, so if you want to feel good about the situation you're in, maybe take a listen to that. You can
appreciate your kids a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe. Catch it at YouTube at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Tap listen there. You can see that and listen to that or the Setting the Bar stories. The dent in the promotion with group therapy, we'll find out what Gina has to do. Maybe we can get a follow-up on her.
Sure. And then, of course, you can check out the website at WDJX.com for the latest trending stories, that lawsuit against Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Yeah,
looks like some movement happening.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. But the statement from Live Nation is interesting.
I know, the statement is
The statement's very interesting.
Yeah, the statement's almost like,
blame yourselves for paying scalpers.
Yeah. And they were just like, it's because of you. That's why the world is a better place because of the merger. Not worse.
Right. It's like, no, sir. Like, basic economic concepts are more competition means they got to fight for your business, which means lower prices for the consumers.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen, I don't know. I got a D in economics in college, so. That's
economics 101, right?
Yeah, I think it was economics 101. That's what I got the D in.
Okay.
And then I got the speech after that. That was like, no son of mine.
Okay. And then you're like, I'm going to do radio.
Yeah. You know what? Done with this nonsense.
I don't have to have any smarts for that.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I got to do this. This is dumb. All right. I hope you have a great weekend. Maybe you have a long weekend in store for you. So enjoy that. Make sure you
enjoy the kickoff to summer.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, have a good one. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.